Today we continue with our topic, the work of the Holy Spirit today. And this is the fifth time we're doing this series. The first time we saw the convicting work of the Holy Spirit. And second time we saw the sealing, which is the mark of ownership that believers belong to God. The third part we saw the indwelling, that the Holy Spirit takes a permanent residence in our lives, in our body. We have the Spirit of God each day of our lives. And last week we saw that this same Spirit, He is another helper, Parakletos, the one who is called alongside to help, the one who is called to be with us. He is there to do the work, and He helps us in all things. That's what we saw last week. And today we see from John 16:13. We can read John 16:13, which talks about Him being the teacher of truth, or the communicator of truth, or the one who guides us in all truth. John 16:13. I'm reading. It says, "However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak of His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come." Let me read again. "However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak of His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come." We see the Holy Spirit who dwells in us is an helper. He helps us in anything. And one of the duties He does by living in us, He teaches us things. He doesn't just help us in any other things. He teaches us knowledge of Christ is important. And we're going to go through some words or sentences in this verse, and we're going to unlock them a little bit. The first one we're going to go through is, He will guide you in all truth, or the Spirit of truth. Verse 13, the first word we're going to speak is the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. The Bible tells us that this Spirit we have in us, He is the Spirit of truth. This is clear. The mission of Him is clear, because He belongs to the kingdom, or to the group of truth. He comes from the group of truth, or to the from the realm of truth. He is truth Himself. So He comes to do that, and He extends, or He spreads the truth. That is why the Word of God tells to us from beginning that He is the Spirit of truth. He doesn't come in our lives to bring error. He doesn't come in our lives to bring mistakes. He doesn't come in our lives to confuse us or to take us astray. He comes in our lives to bring or to reveal the truth. That is what He is to do in our lives. You know, the Bible says about Jesus saying that He is the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. He says, He declared that He is the truth, and the Spirit He sends, He is descendant. He is also the one who belongs to that truth. He is full of truth. And we know Jesus Christ says in John 17:17 that when He's praying, He says, "Sanctify them by Your truth. Your word is the truth. We know he was all about truth, and he sent his spirit in the lives of believers to be the truth himself. So he is the spirit of truth, not spirit of confusion, not spirit of misleading, not spirit of deception, but spirit of truth. And we continue. He says here that he will guard you into all truth. He will guard you into all truth. So when he comes, when he dwells in us, the way he helps us is to guide us in all truth. Well, when I say this, all truth, there are many contradictions out there. There are many people who have twisted these verses. There are people who think because they have the Spirit of God, they don't need anyone to teach them. They don't want anyone to be a preacher. Why should I have a preacher? The Spirit teaches me. They have pride. They don't want to be taught. No, he teaches the truth to us. He guides us in all truths. And if you go to a church where truth is being presented, preachers are needed. We need to learn from one another, and we learn the Spirit of God reveals those truths which are being spoken from the front or from when you're talking to other people, and he uses them. He guides us into that. He reveals more of Christ in that. And this truth he's leading his people in, it's the truth of things, you know, when Christ was with the disciples, there were truths he told them which they couldn't take. You know, when he told them that he was going to be killed, was going to be crucified, he had to die, he had to leave them. The Bible tells us that sorrow entered their heart. They didn't take it well because he was leaving. There are truths he didn't tell them because the time was not yet come, as the Bible tells us that when he told them that about of the Holy Spirit, he says, there are many things I should tell you, but when the Spirit will come, he will tell you many things. So the Holy Spirit is continuing to do the work. Jesus didn't finish, not that way, that when he was his people, he left many things without saying them. The Holy Spirit is continuing to tell us these things. And things which disciples couldn't bear, the Spirit tells them these things. And all these things he reveals to us, they are not things about football match result, about ice hockey match result, about the sex of the children or the gender of the children. It's not about all these things we see today, prophecies. He will reveal things about our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the Holy Spirit is all about. He reveals things about Jesus Christ. That's the duty he is for. He reveals the things about the Lord Jesus Christ. He reveals things about our position before God, before salvation, our position before God after salvation, and all those points to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's not revealing things about how good we are, or how the weather is going to be tomorrow, or how a pop star is going to die in this year, as we see people using these verses and to give prophecies or fortune telling. He will reveal things about Christ in our lives. And the way he does it, he reveals the Old Testament's tales or prophecies to us. There are many prophecies in the Bible. There are many prophecies in the Old Testament. There are many prophecies in New Testament. Some of them have come to pass, but there are some which have not come to pass yet, like the second coming of the Messiah. It's not come yet. He will tell us of those prophecies, Old Testament prophecies, the New Testament prophecies, and it will tell us about the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He reveals to us the position of man, how man is lost. He will reveal to us the need for the Savior, the righteousness which is in this world only through the Lord Jesus Christ. And everything he does points to Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit guides us. He leads us. And all those he does, it is on one position, one direction, to showing us to Christ. Nothing else. Nothing else. Today, we think people saying how the Holy Spirit told them to divorce their wives, how the Holy Spirit told them to kick people in the face, how the Holy Spirit told them to put the Bible on the shelf, not to read the Bible anymore, how the Holy Spirit told them that they shouldn't go to church, how the Holy Spirit told them many different lies, or to misuse church money. We know we hear different claims made by people about what the Holy Spirit has told them. And today, these days, I've been reading book which is called Charismatic Chaos by John MacArthur. And as I was reading this book and preparing this message, it was totally the opposite what is being claimed by so-called God's people to what the work of the Holy Spirit. People are distracted into lies and nonsense, things which are contradicting the Word of God. But we know that the Holy Spirit reveals things to us, and all those things are things about the Lord Jesus Christ. As you and I all need guides in our lives. You know, if you go to a new country, to a place, you will need somebody to guide you. Let's say if I would go to USA today, or to let's say Germany, as I was in Germany. I've never been to Germany before. I need people to tell me what these monuments were, what these buildings were, what these castles were. Because if I didn't know who those monuments were for, or who they were, I wouldn't know the value of these monuments. But as they explained to me, I get some knowledge. The same thing the Holy Spirit in our lives directs us. He leads us. He guides us. He reveals more of Christ in our lives. You know, Jesus Christ was talking to his disciples from the outside. In person, was talking to them personally before the Pentecost. He was talking to them physically. But at this time, we have the Spirit of God inside us. We have him inside us, and he speaks to us from inside us. We read the Word of God, and he brings conviction through what we have read. We read something about the character of Jesus Christ. He revealed that to us. And that has to bring some joy. That have to make us to be able to receive the Word of God with joy, with happiness. We should be able to absorb it. You know, disciples had to follow Jesus everywhere he went for them to hear him preaching. Or he had to have some time for them to be able to preach, to listen to the teachings. We have the teacher inside us, day and night. So it is good for us to cultivate an habit of reading the Word of God, of listening to some biblical messages. Reading the Word of God and Spirit of God is working in us. He is revealing time after time this truth to us. Because if we don't listen to the Word of God, when the Spirit of God talks to us in our hearts, we don't know what is what, because we don't know what the will of God is. We don't know what God wants us. We have to read the Word of God. We have to know, we have to be familiar with this. And the Spirit of God doesn't lead us into mistakes. There is no one who is a true Christian who falls into apostasy. The way the Spirit of God does not lead Christians into apostasy or to be lost. It doesn't lead us to make mistakes. We make mistakes. You and I make mistakes. But not the Spirit of God. Not the Spirit of God. He is there to guide us. He is there to guide us into all truth. All truth means all truth, means all the truth we need to know about our Lord Jesus Christ. Because we're bought with the precious blood, we're bought with His blood. He purchased us. He is gone to the Father to prepare a place for us. We are being prepared by this agent, the Holy Spirit, so that the day we will meet Him, we will recognize Him, we will know Him, we will be ready for Him. The Holy Spirit won't lead us into apostasy, and then at the same time, we are expecting the Messiah. It doesn't work. He leads us into truths about the Lord Jesus Christ. He reveals more and more of Jesus Christ in our lives. And don't buy it if somebody tells you that the Spirit of God did this, say this, and all those things are contrary to the Word of God. Don't buy it. Tell them face to face that they are lying. That's not the work of the Holy Spirit. If He leads us in all truth, what is our responsibility? What should we do as believers? We have a duty to pray so that Spirit will guide us in all truth. He will reveal more and more of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives so that we will be like Him when we meet Him. When we see Him, we'll be like Him. We have the duty as believers to pray to Him so that He continues to do the work in our lives. He continues to mold us. He continues to shape us in the image of Christ as He is revealed in the Word of God, in the Bible. You know, the work of the Holy Spirit and the Bible work hand in hand. He does the work by you reading the Word of God and He putting divine intimations, as I said, revealing divine revelations of what the Bible says. Enlightenment of what the Bible says in verses and this, the character of Jesus Christ becomes clear to you more and more. You are not being made more of yourself. You are being made more of Christ day after day. The more you read the Word of God, the more you are transformed. All truth. Because there's a danger when we don't pray, when we don't read the Word of God, we stay into our imaginations, which lead to sin. We start imagining about Jesus Christ, who Jesus Christ is. We start imagining things in our heads about Godhead. We start imagining things about the second coming. We start imagining things about the future glories and the future blessings. We start sinning. We have responsibility as believers to pray that the Holy Spirit will guide us in all truth. about the Lord Jesus Christ as revealed in His Word. You go home, please, Holy Spirit, teach me about the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to read the Word of God, you pray to God, God, as I'm reading this Word, I want to see Jesus in this scripture I'm reading. Reveal more of Christ in this scripture I am reading. Because when it is from inside, it will be manifested from outside, to the outside as well. The more you know about the Lord Jesus Christ, the more you'll be like Him. By you reading the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will reveal to you God's greatest plan for salvation. And you will find yourself that you are already saved. And it's not an accident, it's not an incident. You will see it as the Bible says it. God did it all. Adam sinned. He was separated from God. When you were born, you inherited that sin in you. But God so loved the world, He sent His own Son. Today you are a believer because of what He did on Calvary. Because He purchased you with His own blood. And you see all these things bring joy to you. Bring joy to you. And you are longing to meet your King. You are longing to spend more time for Him. You are longing to praise Him. You are longing to worship Him. You won't be preoccupied with the world, with your better life now. You will think of things of Christ. You are longing to meet your Savior. Because what He did was the biggest thing ever. He has bought a place for you where there is no sorrows, where there is no pain, where there is no discrimination, where there is no racism, where there is no xenophobia, where there is nothing. There is just joy. Where we will be doing only one thing, praising God. That's where every believer should be longing to go. But if we don't know God's great way, plan for salvation, we don't even appreciate it. We would think maybe it's because it depends on me, or it's because of that prayer, it's because of this. You will take all glory away from the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? The Spirit of God is there to guide us in all truth. The answer is because truth matters to God. Truth matters to God. Today I shared on Facebook, it was a quote by R.C. Ryle. He wrote that truth is more important than peace in the church. Truth is more important than peace in the church. Why? God didn't send us the spirit of prosperity, the spirit of peace, or the priest of this. The Bible calls Him that He is Spirit of truth. And why is He teaching, is He guiding us in all truth? Because truth matters to God. He will guide you into all truth. And this truth is not about the truth which sits well with you or which sits well with me. Or the truth which we are comfortable with. It is the truth about our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what He is there to tell us. All the truth about the person, the character of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that when we meet Him, we know Him inside out. There is no doubt. There is no confusion. We know Him. That's the truth He is interested about. To guide us into it. Because the truth is about the Lord Jesus Christ, this should humble us. If we are believers, we should humble us to be able to take it in, to accept it. We should be curious to learn about it, to know it. When we will go to heaven, it won't be about you, it won't be about me. It will be about the Lord Jesus Christ. We are purchased people for Him. We are the gift the Father gave Him to redeem His people. He has done that work. It will be about Him. We will be presented to Him as a spotless bride. And that spotlessness won't be on your spotlessness of your standard. It has to be spotlessness of His standard. We have to be ready as Christians to take in all truth about our Lord Jesus Christ. Not to choose and pick those which sits well with us or which makes sense to us, or which we are comfortable with, which don't embarrass us. Truth about Him. We see many people today, they have this peace agreement. Church, let's talk about churches. We see many churches working together, or groups working together. They would rather want to be together in peace, but in darkness. They want to be in darkness, but having the peace, having the togetherness, holding their hands in darkness. If you or I or anybody comes in and switches on the light by revealing the truth or about the Lord Jesus Christ, they will scream, "Switch off that light. Shut your mouth. We don't want to hear about that. Switch off that light." They want to be in peace. They want to be in togetherness, in darkness, than in truth, than knowing the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ. We shouldn't be that way. We shouldn't be that way. Because this truth is truth about our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Because at the end of the day, if you are a believer, you and I, we all about the Lord Jesus Christ. The church is about the Lord Jesus Christ. We are His bride. Know why the church is so weak today? Because of ignorance. People don't want to know the truth. People don't want to know the truth. The church is so weak. The peace, the unity, and other things are based on other stuff than the truth. We have the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, and He will guide us in all truth. All truth. Not about weather, not about astronomy, not about this other stuff, about making cars, or no. It is truth about the Lord Jesus Christ, His character, His person, and all those things about Him. Truth matters because God Himself is light, and there is no darkness in Him. It matters to Him because He Himself is light. There is no darkness in Him. That's why He sent the Spirit to teach, to guide us in all truth. So that when we meet Him, we are people of truth. We are people of light. We are like our Master. And the Holy Spirit reveals absolute truth. And He is reliable to reveal that truth about the Lord Jesus Christ. as I said, Word of God with the Holy Spirit together, it works really well. We are being molded. The character of Jesus Christ is being manifested and revealed in our lives. There is another word here which we're going to look at now. It says, for he will not speak of his own authority. For he will not speak of his own authority. You know, any knowledge the Holy Spirit of God revealed to us is about the Godhead. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not independent thoughts. It does not imagine things. It does not create things up. It does not say what suits him. It doesn't say his own thoughts. He is under authority. This comes in my head to talk about authority. We see believers, especially young men, or even old men, or old women, believers who can't sit under authority. They are saved, they are all these kind of things, but they can never sit under the authority of people who God has chosen to be the leaders of the church. I'm not saying about any church out there, because there are many people who are in leadership in many churches who shouldn't be there. We know that. We should use our discernment. But they are God's people, those who God has put there, who are qualified, who are there, who are preaching the gospel, who are there. And you see these young men and young women, even old men, they can't sit under authority. They want to be listened to. They want to be heard. They can't be taught. They can't be told what to do. They want to be the one saying things. Spirit of God, the third person of Trinity, doesn't say things of his own authority. He does not speak of his own authority. This is a great teacher for us. We have to learn. We have to know that in everything, if it is God's word, we don't have to go beyond what is written. Apostle Paul tells us not to go beyond what is written. And the Holy Spirit, when he talks to us, he works in accordance with the word of God. He doesn't contradict. He doesn't make things up. He doesn't twist things. He doesn't please himself. He is under authority. He, as I said, he is at work for preparing the bride of Jesus Christ. He does everything in that order, in that way, so that the day we will meet Jesus Christ, we will be like him. He shall not speak of himself. He revealed to us how the Lord Jesus Christ walked on earth, which is greatest example for believers. He was not greedy for money. He was not greedy for power. He was not immoral. We know how he was. He was loving. He was kind. He did the will of his Father. He prayed. He went to the temple. He read the word of God. He provided. He shared what he had. He healed the people. He was compassionate. He did all these kind of good deeds. That was his character. And he did not tolerate evil. Being kind doesn't mean that, yeah, we become like dumb dogs. We accept everything. because we are loving, we are kind, we are good. No, he didn't keep quiet. We didn't accept evil. When the Holy Spirit reveals the character of our Lord Jesus Christ in us, we are dictated to live as he lived. We are dictated to walk as he walked. We are dictated to do as he did. When troubles come, how we have to react. We don't have to learn from the world. We learn from how he reacted. When he was in need, when he wanted things, when he was tired, when he was this, what did he do? He spoke to his Father. And we have to do the same way. If we are Christians, we don't become more and more like the world. We don't become more and more like the superstars, the movie people or movie characters. We become more and more like Jesus Christ because he reveals to us how he walked on earth, what he did, because it is written in the Word of God. So, that is a greatest challenge for you and I. The Bible says Christ did the will of his Father. He did the will of his Father. That means he died to himself. Self denied himself. What should we do? If we are true believers, when we know the character of Jesus Christ, what do we do? What we do is we deny ourselves, we take the cross, and we follow. It's not about us, it's not about me, it's not about what we love, it's not about our personality, it's about denying ourselves. As he did the will of his Father, we do the will of our Master. We are obedient children of God. He will guide you in all truth. All truth. Enough for you to be like Christ. Enough for you to know who Christ is. Where are you today? Are you worse than you were before? Are you more different than Jesus now than you were before? Or are you more like Christ today? In your character, in your thoughts, in your deeds. How are you today? Is your personality coming out more and more? You're showing more and more of your character like our children. You know, as they grow, you see their character more and more. As believers, we have to show more and more of character of Jesus Christ than our own characters. It's not about us. It's not about me. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ in all we do. Are you more humble now than you have ever been? Are you more kind now than you ever been? Are you a man of peace or a woman of peace now than you ever been? Are you loving now than you ever been? Are you sensitive to sin now than you ever been? Do you love God's people more now than you ever been. The last part of this verse is this. But he, whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. The Holy Spirit of God will tell us things to come. He will tell us about the coming persecutions. He will tell us about self-denial. He will tell us about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He will tell us about the future glories, future blessings. He will tell us about the place where we will go. Not the fortune telling about the future, that you want to marry a woman or a man, and you're going to have 17 children or 40 children. You're going to do this, going to do this. No, it's not about that. It is ridiculous that I heard a couple telling me how when they were pregnant, and they have a prophecy, they got a prophecy that they were going to have a girl, a baby girl. That was a prophecy. And then when they went to the doctors, they checked, it was a boy. Can God, the Holy Spirit, miss between the two things? There's only two dangers. Genders. Can he miss? No, he can't miss. And I asked this couple, what does it tell you about all these things about prophecies? What does it tell you about the God those people believe? Well, yeah. Instead of saying that it's all false, it's wrong, the Holy Spirit of God can't lead into lies, can't say things wrong, he will tell us with assurance about things to come, about we being Christians, how we're going to be persecuted, about we being Christians, how we have to self-deny ourselves and to carry the cross and live our lives for Christ. How we're going to be in situations where we have to choose, is it Christ or is it our own lives? Believers will choose Christ. He will tell us or reveal to us about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is to bring joy in our lives. This need to give us another perspective in our lives. Things of this world won't matter that much. We know that we have a home where we're going to go to. As Apostle Paul says, that for me to live is Christ, and for me to die is a gain. Every believer has to come to that conclusion. The more you know the character of Christ, the more you know about Christ, that will be your motto, that will be your way of living. I have denied myself. I have taken the cross of Jesus Christ. I am following. Because if I live, I live for Christ. If I die, it is again, because I'm going to see him. I'm going to meet him. It's end to sufferings. It's end to pain. It's end to worries. I am going to rest. I am going to do what I'm created for. To praise God. It's not about, as I said before, better life now. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. The church is about the Lord Jesus Christ. We see many church movements who what they do is all about the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. All the time, like Pink's Van and what are they called? Pentecostals. It's all about the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus Christ is not there. The church of Christ is all about Him and Him alone. Spirit of God, He is preparing this bride for Him. Everything we do as believers should be as Christ. Christ is our model. We have a model. We have somebody to copy. We have somebody to follow. We have somebody. If we are not sure, we turn to the Word of God. What did He do? The Bible revealed to us, and the Holy Spirit will also reveal that to us, that truth to us. I ask again, where are you? Are you, if you examine yourself, are you in the right direction? Or are you in opposite direction? Are you bored of being a Christian? Are you bored of coming to church? Are you bored of that identity you have as a Christian? Don't be bored. You have a duty. You have an helper in you who is teaching you the truth about your master, about the one you are being prepared for. You have things to look forward to. You have a great day to look forward to. Don't look in the world. Don't go and find idols, and don't find model in the world. We have a model in this book, our Lord Jesus Christ. And we have His agent in us who teaches us things about Him. All things about Him. All truth about Him. This comes back to the reason why I'm doing this series, because of this person who asked my wife, like, that how can somebody be sure that they are saved? The Bible says that many will come in last day, say that, Lord, Lord, and they will say this. Those are people who thought they were Christians. How is this possible? But if we see, if we ask those people, are they becoming more and more like Christ? Or are they becoming less than Christ? Or that second nature they have in, is it the one they are forcing themselves to it, or is it a natural because they have the knowledge of Christ in them, and that is being shown from outside as well? Is there any transformation in their lives? Do they love the reading of the Word of God? Are they longing to go and meet the Lord Jesus Christ? Can they say with boldness that for me to live is Christ, for me to die is gain? Can they say that? Or every time death comes, they are scared. Oh! As believers, we have to be ready. If we die today, we're going to rest. We're going to meet our Lord Jesus Christ. If we live today, we have duties to do. We are still learning. We are learning, we are learning, we are learning. We have the greatest teacher. He lives in us. There is nothing He doesn't know about our master. He knows everything. You know, sometimes we get scared if a church member moves away from here, maybe for work or for for marriage or for something, they move to another city, we are afraid that that's the end of it. Maybe they are lost or this and this. But let me tell you, if that person takes with them the Bible, if they have a good character of reading the Word of God, the Spirit of God will teach them about the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will meet them 10 years later. They are more and more like Christ. They never changed in the way that they've gone back to the world. They will continue to live that because the Spirit of God is teaching them. Question again, where are you? In which direction are you going? Are you a lover of truth? Are you praying that the Holy Spirit will teach you the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ? When He reveals, when he reveals about secret sins in your lives, do you repent of them? Or do you just take them away? Or do you don't want to talk about them? Public sins, when He convicts you, what do you do? We have to long as believers to be more and more like Christ. That will be our prayer day after day. Holy Spirit, reveal Christ to me. More of Christ to me. Reveal more of Christ to me. I want to be more like Him. I don't want to meet Him and be like a stranger. I don't want to be with Him and feel uncomfortable. I want to meet Him and being ready, being more and more like Him. He teaches us to do that. And that should be something we take. When you pray, don't forget that. Truth of God. And when you pray, or when you walk every day, know that truth matters to God. Truth about the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for truth. Because You are all about truth. Father, You sent us the Spirit of truth. The third person of Trinity, He came to reveal Christ. Father, He came to talk to us about Jesus Christ. He works in us. He does the work of molding us. He does the work, Lord, of shaping us to be more and more like Your Son. So that when we meet Him on the day of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says it, we'll be like Him. We are grateful. We thank You. Father, we pray that You will help us in each day of our lives that we'll be longing to be like Him. We'll be longing to know more about Him. We'll be longing, Father, to behave, to live our lives like Him. We will say with boldness, for me to live is Christ, and for me to die is gain. Father, help us, Lord, so that we don't force our characters. We don't have to force things. Lord, it will be from inside. More Christ inside. Lord, Christ will be also manifested outside. Help us, we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.